Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and we're still walking through phase three, Aspirational Sovereignty of the Sacred Rebuke series. We've built the foundation of devotion, constructed the inner house, secured it with sovereignty, established order, and formed sacred structures that hold divine flow. Now it's time to protect what we've built. Because no matter how aligned, anointed, or aware you are, without boundaries, your energy will leak. Without discernment, your peace will become disturbed. Without limits, your light will dim under the weight of obligation. Boundaries aren't walls, they're wisdom. They don't keep love out, they keep truth in. They're not resistance. Their reverence. You cannot live a sovereign life and still give everyone equal access to your energy. You cannot sustain overflow while entertaining what drains you. You cannot walk in divine order while ignoring divine discernment. Everything holy has boundaries. The oceans have shores. The body has skin. Even spirit expressed itself through form. So today, we're going to talk about boundaries, not as defense mechanisms, but as daily devotion, as the spiritual practice of protecting what's sacred within you. Because your peace is not proof of privilege, it's proof of presence. And the moment you honor it, your life starts moving in divine rhythm again. Take a deep breath, center yourself, and say it with me, out loud or in your heart. I know who you play for. Let me be honest. I really don't like the word boundaries. I know it's become a buzzword, but after years of coaching and guiding people, I've seen how often that word gets weaponized. People use boundaries to build walls they were never meant to hide behind. They call it self-care when it's really self-protection rooted in fear. They call it discernment when it's actually disconnection. I've watched people cut off relationships they were meant to heal through. I've seen them isolate, withdraw, and disguise avoidance as alignment, all in the name of boundaries. So let me tell you this with love. If your boundaries are keeping you safe but small, protected but disconnected, you're not living sovereign. You're living scared. That's not a rebuke. That's a wake-up call. Because boundaries were never meant to be a hiding place. They're meant to be a holding place. They're not supposed to limit who you love. They define how you love. They're not about closing yourself off from the world. They're about opening your world to more peace. See, what I've learned is this. When your energy is aligned, boundaries become natural. You don't have to announce them. They emanate from your presence. Your vibration does the filtering. Your peace becomes the password. Your alignment determines access. And that's the evolution of spiritual boundaries. They're not drawn in fear. They're maintained through frequency. For a long time, I thought my strength was my capacity, my ability to carry it all. But true strength isn't about carrying. It's about clarity. It's knowing what's yours to hold and what belongs back to source. That realization changed everything. I stopped overextending myself in the name of service. I stopped letting other people's urgency become my emergency. I stopped shrinking my peace to make others comfortable in their chaos. And that's when I realized boundaries aren't about people. They're about presence. They're how you communicate with the universe that your energy is sacred ground. So here's the sacred rebuke. If you're using boundaries to hide, you're still playing small. If you're using them to punishment, you're still in pain. But if you're using them to protect peace, to preserve power, and to practice presence, then boundaries have become spiritual. Because in the sovereign life, boundaries aren't barriers, they're blessings. They aren't about restriction, they're about rhythm. They don't separate you from others, they keep you connected to yourself. And that's the kind of boundary that doesn't need to be announced. It's felt. It's energetic alignment that speaks before you ever say a word. It's the invisible yes to everything that's meant for you and the effortless no to everything that's not. Let's go to the word for a moment. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." That's not a call to close your heart. It's a reminder to be conscious of what enters it. Because your heart is your energetic command center. It's where intention, emotion, and faith meet. If you let fear, resentment, or confusion take root there, they'll distort every word you speak, every choice you make, every seed you plant. To guard your heart is to cultivate discernment, to recognize what nourishes your peace and what drains your power. It's not isolation, it's inner insulation. Matthew 5:37 says, "Let your yes be yes and your no, no." That's energetic clarity. It means your word, your vibration should match your decision. No mixed signals, no half-hearted agreements, because confusion invites chaos and heaven flows through consistency. Boundaries are simply clarity in motion. They're the way integrity shows up in your schedule, your communication, your commitments. They're how your energy says, "I honor myself as much as I honor you." And Ecclesiastes 3:7 reminds us, there is a time to keep silent and a time to speak. That's boundary wisdom. Because sometimes your silence is protection, not punishment. Sometimes your absence is obedience. And sometimes the holiest thing you can do is say nothing. Here's the sacred rebuke. The world has taught us that open access equals open heart, but that's a lie. Even Jesus had inner circles. He loved the multitudes, but he didn't confide in them. He prayed for everyone, but he didn't walk with everyone. That's not arrogance, that's alignment. Because every calling requires capacity, and capacity requires containment. And when you understand that, you stop apologizing for your boundaries. You start blessing them. Guarding your heart is not selfish. It's stewardship. It's saying to God, "I will not waste the peace you've paid to give me." And when your yes and your no flow from that truth, you become unshakable because your energy is finally in order. Metaphysically, boundaries are the energetic laws of exchange. They are not fences, they're frequencies. They define the vibration you're available for and the vibration you've evolved beyond. Everything in creation operates by resonance. You don't attract by chasing, you attract by matching. You don't repel through rejection, you repel through misalignment. So when your frequency rises, some things simply can't find you anymore. That's not isolation. That's ascension. Neville Goddard called it living in the end. When you live from the consciousness of your fulfilled self, the people, habits and energies that belong to lower states naturally dissolve. Florence Govel Shin said, "No one can take anything from me unless it's part of the divine plan." That's the metaphysics of boundaries, trusting divine law to sort what's yours and what's not. True energetic boundaries are effortless. They don't require constant guarding. They require constant grounding. When your field is coherent, it self-selects. Peace becomes your word. Clarity becomes your filter. Your vibration becomes your no. When I finally understood that, I stopped explaining my peace to people who preferred my chaos. I stopped negotiating with energy that was never mine to manage. Because every time I dimmed my frequency to fit someone else's comfort, I violated my own covenant with Source. Metaphysically, boundaries are circulation, not separation. They keep energy flowing in divine proportion. They remind you that giving and receiving are supposed to be balanced, that generosity without discernment becomes depletion, and service without self-respect becomes self-betrayal. Here's the sacred rebuke. If you need to shout your boundaries, you're still uncertain of them. If you have to defend them, you don't yet believe them. But when you embody them, life rearranges around your certainty. Because energy obeys clarity, and clarity is the highest form of compassion for yourself and for others. Your aura, your tone, your timing, these are the quiet ways you teach the world how to treat you. You don't need to push people away. You simply hold your vibration steady. And what's not aligned will fall away with grace, not guilt. Boundaries at their highest level are sacred geometry, the invisible architecture of peace. They keep love flowing without leakage. They keep purpose pure. They keep your sovereignty sovereign. So take a slow, deep breath. Let your shoulders relax. Feel the invisible space around you, the sacred field that is always communicating who you are, what you allow, and what you're becoming. These reflections aren't about control. They're about calibration. Number one, when I hear the word boundaries, what emotion arises? Do I feel restriction, guilt, power, or peace? What story am I still carrying about what it means to protect my energy? Number two, where in my life have I used boundaries to hide instead of heal? What relationships, routines, or responsibilities have I withdrawn from out of fear rather than alignment? Number three, what does energetic safety feel like in my body? How do I know when my spirit feels open and expansive versus heavy or constricted? Number four, where am I still saying yes out of habit, history, or guilt? How can I begin practicing smaller, more truthful no's that honor my peace? Number five, what conversations drain me and what conversations restore me? How can I start choosing more of what feeds my frequency? Number six, what would it look like if my boundaries were built from love instead of fear? How would they sound, feel, and function differently? Number seven, who or what still gets instant access to my energy and why? Does that access align with my highest vibration or disrupt it? Number eight, what new boundary am I being guided to embody silently? Not announce, not explain, just live. Take your time and answer these questions. They're not meant to build walls. They're meant to build awareness. Because awareness is the first boundary. Here's the truth. Boundaries aren't punishment. They're protection. Not protection from people, but protection of peace. They are the evidence that you finally value what God placed within you. When I stopped using boundaries to push others away and started using them to stay present with myself, everything shifted. I stopped feeling guilty for what no longer resonated. I stopped explaining my peace to those committed to their chaos. I stopped calling self-abandonment love, because love built from sacrifice isn't love, it's survival. And I'm not surviving anymore. I'm sovereign. Spiritual boundaries are not lines you draw. They're frequencies you hold. They're the gentle hum of clarity that vibrates through everything you say and do. They're the way you communicate to the universe. I am a vessel of divine peace, and I will not let this temple crumble under distraction. And when you live like that, you don't have to force separation. Misalignment simply dissolves. You don't have to explain your absence. Your energy will speak for you. You don't have to justify your choices. Your peace will prove them. Boundaries are not the end of compassion. They're the beginning of clarity. They don't keep people out. They keep you aligned with who you truly are. And alignment is love. So if you ever felt guilty for creating space, if you ever feared being misunderstood for protecting your peace, remember this. Peace is not passive. It's power. It's presence. It's the echo of divine order. When you embody that, your boundaries become your prayer in motion. Your no becomes sacred language. Your stillness becomes strategy. Your presence becomes prophecy. And you'll finally understand you were never meant to protect your energy out of fear of losing it, but to honor the source that entrusted it to you. So say it with me, out louder in your heart. My peace is my power. My presence is my protection. My boundaries are my devotion, and I know who I play for. Stay happy. Stay healthy. Stay whole and stay rich in peace, in presence, and in divine discipline that keeps your energy holy. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting. You have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.